agency says it has arrested a U.S. citizen on espionage charges. AP's Zaria Shockley reports.
The Federal Security Service, the top KGB successor agency, said that the American man was detained in Moscow on Friday. The agency said in a statement that he was caught during an espionage operation but didn't give any details. The state TASS news agency identified the detained man as Paul Whelan. Spying charges carry a prison sentence of up to 20 years in Russia. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow had no immediate comment. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Two people are dead after a bomb went off at the entrance of a shopping mall in the southern Philippines. More than two dozen others were wounded. Police later discovered a second bomb that had not detonated in another part of the mall. The partial U.S. shutdown enters a second week Monday, shuttering some popular Smithsonian museums and creating hardship among some 800,000 federal workers. VOA's Michael Bowman reports there's no end in sight.
Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney.
That's it. No more discussions. So the discussions have broken down. We do expect this to go on for a while.
Some movement is expected on Thursday when Democrats take control of the House of Representatives. Congressman-elect Joe Neguse.
We will not only swiftly pass legislation to reopen government, but ensure that government is responsible.
A Democratic spending package is expected to boost overall border security funding, but set aside nothing for a border wall. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
The origins of a suspected computer attack that disrupted the Los Angeles Times and Tribune publishing newspaper Sunday remains unclear. A Department of Homeland Security spokesperson says they are working with government and industry partners to better understand the situation. This is VOA News. Senator Elizabeth Warren says she's taking a first step towards running for U.S. president. The Massachusetts Democrat says she's forming an exploratory committee for the 2020 campaign. In a video released Monday, Warren says corrupt politicians are poisoning America.
People who will do or say anything to hang on to power point the finger at anyone who looks, thinks, prays, or loves differently than they do.
Build that wall.
But this dark path doesn't have to be our future. We can make our democracy work for all of us.
Warren burst onto the national scene a decade ago during the financial crisis with calls for greater consumer protections and quickly became one of the party's more prominent liberals. Election officials in Bangladesh say an alliance led by Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina won a huge majority in Sunday's election, clearing the way for her to serve a third straight term. Violence between the ruling and opposition parties, which marred the campaigns, carried on into Election Day. Ballot counting is underway in Congo's long-delayed presidential election Monday. While that happens, the internet is